Toronto joins a growing list of cities in Canada and the U.S. that plan to set up safe injection sites, a place for addicts to take illicitly obtained drugs while under the supervision of a healthcare worker to prevent overdoses. A coalition of public health groups in New York wants the state to consider allowing heroin users to inject themselves in just such supervised settings. There are 90 safe injection sites worldwide, but in Canada there are only two, both in Vancouver. Toronto's Medical Officer of Health, David McEwen, wants to open multiple locations in the city, possibly at existing healthcare facilities. McEwen says research shows the sites save lives, reduce overdoses, and limit the spread of blood-borne diseases.
Research has also shown that there are benefits for the community, that they reduce the public drug use and discarded needles associated with injection drug use, and in fact that they do not increase criminal activity in the areas where they are located.
Annual overdose rates in Toronto are reported to be higher than ever. McEwen's study suggests a 41% increase in reported overdoses from 2002 to 2013. Public meetings are planned in Toronto about safe injection sites, but final approval rests with the federal government in Ottawa, which must grant an exemption under the Controlled Drugs and Substances Act. For WBFO News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.